Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by Shudder. Brought to you by AMC Networks, Shudder is the ultimate streaming video service for horror fans. Home to the largest and fastest growing expert curated selection of provocative films, TV series, and originals. There's always something new and unexpected to explore. All this month, Shudder is celebrating halfway to Halloween with creepy collections to kick off the countdown to All Hallows Eve. Shudder is available for $4.99 a month or $49.99 with an annual membership. But our listeners can get free month by entering promo code BLOODY at checkout. And this week's movie, Microwave Massacre, is on Shudder.
Yeah, do that.
Actually, find anything but Microwave Massacre on Shudder and watch it. Like, literally, whatever else pops up, just ignore Microwave Massacre on Shudder. This episode is also brought to you by our Patreon member, Sarah Nasta. Thank you very much, Sarah. She donated over at patreon.com/IHateHorror. And let's give a big shout out to Tormented Teamster, yes. Genre Fix. He's got a new track out. Super high production value, higher than
anything
ever. And so go check that out. He's on all the social media at Real Genre Fix. You can also go to our website, IHateHorror.com, and we've got a link to all of his stuff there that you can check out. Good so shit. Check that out. Yeah, really good stuff. Yeah, like we said, Microwave Massacre this week. So,
golly,
enjoy the episode.
In class, I was thinking about the adventures of Ash, about the misfortune of sending kids to Crystal Lake. Became addicted straight away with the initial tape. God bless Betamax. VHS, holy like Amanda Kruger. I was introduced to genre flicks by Toby Hooper. I started craving more just like Larry the Looter. I collected VHS without commentary or bloopers. Store computers, magazines, a bunch of stores. Spent my money on movies and begged my mom for more. I'd watch the boys kill those Astro bastards 5 times a day or even more. I loved the gore. Lionel and Paquita combined their lonely hearts. I was hellbound, Cenobites tore my soul apart. I've seen them all, from Dracula to Vertigo. Listen up, welcome to The Horror Show with Sean and Joe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Microwave Massacre, man. You know,
what a double feature that we did this week.
I was super, yeah, dude. And it was so funny because we just literally talked about how we'd been on this roll of like
of things good, that we enjoyed, flicks,
and this was fucking abysmal.
So next week we're doing Killdozer.
Yeah.
Which one did you like more? I just have to ask.
I mean, it has to be Killdozer.
Okay, I agree
because this was fucking.
And so much less happens in Killdozer.
Killdozer might be one of the most boring movies I've ever seen, and somehow this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
This is something else.
I think this is the worst movie we've ever done.
Wow. I mean, it's certainly a contender. I'm not going to argue it.
So I was excited because we got this Shudder sponsorship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, perfect, man. So many of our movies are on Shudder. It's crazy. And I'm like, Microwave Massacre, perfect. And then I watched it and I was like, this is terrible. This is bad because we're going to be like, don't watch this. Because literally, I would suggest no one watch this.
Is there any other fans that enjoy this?
No. That's the other thing I was going to say. So I posted on Instagram like a clip of it. I got in more messages than I've ever gotten for posting a movie. And they were all, literally every single one, not a single person was like, well, there's some moments. Every single person was like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen in my
life. It is something else.
It is so fucking bad.
And I can't even, I think we've watched on the show, like, worst made movies in terms of, like, direction.
Sure.
But, like, there's just something.
There's nothing.
Right, so
it's bad.
The main guy is the voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, Jackie.
He looks like Jackie Vernon. Looks like Frosty the Snowman. He does. Like, that's all I can see. But his character is like Peter Griffin and Andrew Dice Clay just but together. Like,
totally unfunny. Unless you're saying those two are unfunny.
Well, I am.
This is like another level, though.
No, yeah, I agree. It takes the two of them, and it's like 20 tiers below.
Yeah, yeah.
How we even? I don't even know how we're gonna talk about this because 90% of the movie is just him like narrating, but cracking one-liners.
Joe, I mean, first of all, the craziest part was when he looks at the camera and just starts rambling. Like
Jack Dracula gave us 3 stars.
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. Because like, this movie is so fucking bad. And there's literally scenes in it that it looks like they shot for a purpose, but then they didn't. Then they were like, fuck it. And then they left them in anyway.
So I would argue there's not a single microwave massacre in this entire movie.
That's a good argument. That's a good accurate. Jackie Vernon straight up like does this bit where like he looks at the fucking camera and you're like talking to the camera and you're like, okay, he's going to crack a joke because that's all he's tried to do the entire movie and failed miserably at. And so he goes to crack this joke, but then he just ends up talking for like 5 minutes.
Oh boy.
Because he doesn't just
all his jokes. You know, like the Looney Tunes, they always have like skinny guys like, hey, please take my wife. That's in that entire joke.
Dude, except the problem with him was he literally never let a joke land. He would do 16 jokes.
Oh,
in a row.
I'm like, very well aware.
And they're all the same joke, by the way.
I think Tina laughed at two of them.
Joe, cool, because at a point you just have to like
your brain is just
you have
hurting.
To give it to him. Yeah. He gives like literally like he'll just sit there and be like, well, I really had a tasty treat, if you know what I mean. I ate her. And like it's just line after line about, and every joke was about eating people or killing people.
Also, there's no way this guy's getting laid that much because they're hookers. But I don't see him paying them ever.
Not only does he not pay them, but they appear to be like attracted to him.
Yeah, they're like willingly going to his house.
Oh my God. Holy
shit. That's the episode, folks.
Directed by Wayne Berwick, who this movie was so successful, he waited until 2005 to direct his follow up, The Naked Monster. But actually, it was actually filmed in like 84, and he didn't release it until 2000.
I can't understand why.
Oh boy. So this was made in 83. So man, and it's so weird with a name like Microwave Massacre, and it's the 80s.
That microwave is so fucking big. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
She also has 4 ovens in the house.
Yeah. But, like, she doesn't need that microwave, and it doesn't come into play. Also, that microwave, he doesn't even use...
Dude, the microwave comes into play for the worst reason I've ever seen in a movie. Dude, and at the end, oh my God, this movie, I'm going to start crying. Because this movie is going to be kind of hard to talk about, but maybe not. I don't know. Like, I did end up taking a ton of notes, but because I was like... Is any of this going to matter? Well, nothing matters.
No, it doesn't. It is super dialogue heavy, like we said.
Really dialogue heavy, because Jackie Vernon just talks the whole
time. I mean, that's what I mean. It's not dialogue like a normal movie where you talk to characters. It's just him.
Also, I'm not even entirely sure I heard even a word out of his mouth while he talked. He just mumbles so much. He's just like...
He's such a fucking sulkster.
Dude, he's the Eeyore in human form. It's so fucking crazy.
He is the Eeyore.
He's just... He's just like, my wife made this food. It was really bad, but now I get to eat again. I can't wait to eat my wife, May. Like, what the fuck? All right. So, okay. So we open like I said, there's scenes in this that look like they were shot for a purpose, and then like it's not what happens. So you don't understand what's happening.
Well, it opens with a corpse. It does. Like you see the spooky corpse.
The spooky corpse. But then
tits.
But then we see this woman walking down the street, doing like the Vince McMahon strut down the street with her boobs out.
Yeah.
And she walks up to this construction site. There's like a fence and like
with a glory hole for boobs.
A boob glory hole.
Is that a thing?
No.
Besides this movie?
No. Only ever in this movie, by the way. Like the only thing I could think of was how much it must hurt to have your boobs on
just squish through
wood.
Yeah,
unfinished slivers. Wood. Like that's all I could think about. And then so the other part, so she's like standing looking through these people, and we see this creep walk up behind her and grab her ass, and she kind of jerks back, but it cuts.
Mm-hmm.
To the construction workers, who then look over at her and they see boobs that are just like shaking in this glory hole. And it cuts back to the girl and she's just like, oh, oh, oh. So I'm like, oh, is the guy right having sex with her? None of this is happening.
No.
She just runs away.
But the other two guys run towards her because they see the boobs.
Yeah. And then she leaves.
And she leaves. A tease. But our main character does not go towards her. He's just sitting there eating a sandwich with a full crab.
Like shell and claws.
Yeah.
And clearly just a plastic crab that he's carrying.
Why?
I don't know.
It's so irrelevant.
There's a scene where they rub a woman with mayonnaise and a giant fake knife. That I'm still not sure what the purpose was. So so they chase this girl and you think, huh. Maybe this will come into play.
No, it does come back. She comes back again.
Who is that?
I don't know. She doesn't need to come back. Yeah. She shows her tits again.
Oh.
Like 3/4 through the movie.
Oh. Okay. Well, what about the creep that grabs her ass? He's just, that's irrelevant.
No, all these, I'm not going to argue that any of this is relevant.
No, I'm just trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. This was one of those movies that was so boring that like,
both these movies,
you could like miss stuff.
Both these movies were only an hour and 13 minutes. And which is like a blessing. But holy shit.
Yeah, I agree completely. So we cut to a bar. It doesn't even matter. Like, see, I take these notes like in the moment. And now I'm reading them. I'm like, half this shit is useless. Like,
it is.
There's a scene where two guys are at a bar and I wrote notes about it. And it means nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So anyway, the construction workers and our guy, Jackie Vernon, decide to go to a strip club for lunch. Can you imagine doing that on your lunch break? Just.
Not my dad. He does.
Probably a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They have like buffets and shit.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Oh.
I would not do that.
It smells weird after. Everyone will know.
Yeah. Everyone. When you go back to work with glitter in your face. The bartender, he's talking about hemorrhoids. I don't know. Whatever. We meet this old woman who's May, and we'll learn that she's Jackie Vernon's wife.
Yeah.
And that's it. She has a microwave and she's really fucking excited about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, that's the microwave. Here comes the massacre. That doesn't happen, guys. Jackie Vernon, he shows up at home. And here's another thing. We continually meet Jackie Vernon's neighbors who are like swingers and into kinky shit. Like the guy's wearing women's underwear in the window and the girl's always, the next door neighbor, female, is always...
But it's not integral to the plot.
Trying to seduce Jackie Vernon, it literally means nothing. But they just continually show it over and over again. And Jackie Vernon makes a joke at the end, which you think would be the payoff to why you'd seen them this entire movie. And it's not. He's just like, well, that girl's sick. What the fuck? So Jackie and May, husband and wife, and they hate each other.
Yeah, she makes him bologna and cheese sandwiches and gives him the crabs every day.
But he wants No, he wants bologna and cheese. She makes crazy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. She gives him like the crab sandwich.
Yeah, but he wants bologna and cheese. Like when he gets drunk and comes home, like his mean drunk demand is like, make me a bologna and cheese sandwich and serve it to me outside.
Yeah, yeah, in the garage.
That's my favorite fucking.
After he sees that girl and she goes, pussy, 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 pussy.
Also, as boring and terrible as this is, it's also like one of the most offensive movies I've ever seen. It's fucking racist and homophobic on a level that just like, for a movie that says nothing, how did they manage to do that? Like, it's so fucking crazy. It's so fucking weird. Dude, there's a guy, whatever. Okay. So they hate each other. But then she serves him dinner and all of a sudden wants
to fuck.
Wants the big Vernbowski's. she wants to get this guy to skeet off. She wants Jackie Vernon skeet.
Why? Okay. Why are you bringing that back?
But Jackie Vernon ain't having any of it. Jackie Vernon's like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be comedy.
She's like, I can't remember the last time we did it. He's like, oh, I can.
It was raining.
1963.
Yeah, everything was in the 60s.
And she's like, there's plenty of guys that want me. Maybe they go to the Institute for the Blind.
Dude, there's so many bad jokes. When she's serving him food and she turns out the lights to set the mood. She's like, he's like, why'd you turn out the lights? He's like, I already saw it. Jackie. These jokes. Like
the king of dad jokes.
And one of my notes in this is this movie fails. Like, it would be one thing if it were supposed to be a, like, it's called Microwave Massacre. You're expecting like a gory 80s horror flick. And it's not, and it turns out it's like a shitty comedy. You know what I mean? But it fails on that level.
It fails
more than anything. Like, it fails on every fucking level. There's not like, well, it was supposed to be funny. Well,
it's not
bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news. It was one of the least funny things I've
ever seen. Exhausting.
Yeah. For as short as it was, I don't think I've watched a movie that felt longer.
I feel like everyone has a friend that tries to do stand up and just tests all their jokes on like social media, you know, Facebook.
Yeah.
And like every time you sign in, you start to be like, oh my God, like this guy has to stop. That's this movie personified.
That's exactly right. Like somebody wrote this being like, I can't wait to write a comedy. And it's like, he just tested out all of his jokes in a movie, just made Jackie Vernon recite it rapid fire. And Jackie Vernon was a stand-up, so I wonder if he's reading these, like, I mean, he died shortly thereafter. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this movie probably fucking killed him. He's so miserable.
But he was a stand-up, and not a bad one. Obviously not a great one either, but I mean, watching, like, I mean, he was probably like, fuck, like... What is it? But like, even his delivery is fucking...
You know, it's terrible.
Unless the director was like, you're not being the character that I want.
No, he was suffering from depression or something. You're in a manic state.
Holy shit. Oh, shit. We go back to the construction workers and they're sexually harassing people again. There's some homophobic jokes in there. And this girl... Have you ever seen a construction site with more... giant-breasted women walking by being like, ooh, construction workers.
No, of course not. Because they would clearly walk the other way.
I feel like when construction workers hoot and holler, they all, like, watch this movie in advance, and they were like, hey, where are all the girls? Like, oh, maybe if we yell at them, they'll come. Because in this movie, all the women just flock to construction workers. Like, oh, baby. Yeah. And nothing fucking happens here, so it doesn't matter. Dude, my note here is anything going to fucking happen?
Right,
like, nothing was happening.
No.
Jackie shows up home drunk.
Some ladies crossing the street while he's trying to drive, and she's moving so slow. This scene, she's moving like real time, and you're watching it, and she's taking a step like every 30 seconds, and he's just narrating it, trying to crack shitty jokes about her being slow.
I remember that scene, but it's like I blacked out because like I did not remember it until you just mentioned it.
Like he's not yelling at her. He's just like leaning back in his car. Like, hey, look at this lady.
Guys, and the volume of which we're doing that voice is accurate. Because that scene, I watched, and I didn't think anything was happening. I totally forgot Jackie Vernon was talking. I didn't know what was happening. Holy shit. But he gets home. He's fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And this is when he's like, what a nice pussy. Pussy, 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 pussy.
Which is so out of character for him, because that's the only time he does anything like that.
Yeah, the rest of the movie is basically about him being non-sexual. Like, he doesn't fuck.
Yeah, he has to, like, eat them. That scene's good. I'll give it that scene.
I don't know. Scene? The what one?
Psychiatrist scene.
Dude, that was, I like, honestly, my brain had been fried at that point.
I laughed.
Joe, he talks forever. I mean, there was a couple decent moments in it, but like, dude, he talks fucking forever. And again, he probably said 8,000 jokes.
No, he definitely did.
So for you to laugh once is not good.
No, I laughed at the psychiatrist.
Because imagine if you said that many jokes and they were all funny, like you'd be on the floor, like fucking literally dying. But none of them are funny. Oh, you laughed at the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh, and then after he starts talking about the pussy, then he's singing a song about like jerking off into stew. Do you remember that? Dude, because the woman, like May's inside, for some reason she can hear him saying the word pussy over and over. And she's like, that piece of shit. And she gets pissed. And then you can hear him outside. And he's like, jerking off in stew.
I did not.
Jerking off in stew. It was so weird. And they fight, which is whatever.
He spits water on her food.
Dude, he goes. That might have been the scene of the movie, because I was like, what the fuck is happening? She's sitting at the table being like, you piece of shit. And he's like, hang on. And he walks off screen. You hear the faucet turn on. And then he comes back and like leans over her plate.
It's drooled
and just drooled all the water out of his mouth onto her plate. And he's like, here we go.
Yeah. And then he goes into the other room and trashes it. It is the most pathetic display of trashing something I've ever seen. He's like picking up one thing at a time and just like slowly dropping it out of his hand.
Not making a mess whatsoever. And it's also weird because, like, this movie, I felt, might have been filmed or edited out of order. Because there's things where, like, the woman's like, you better not go trash the place. There was no visible evidence that he was going to trash the place.
Oh, no, that's just terrible writing.
And she's like, you better not trash the place. And then it cuts to him in the other room being like, I'm going to trash the place.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, that's just them not knowing how to make a movie.
And then you're right, like he's literally just doing nothing. Most mild mess in a living room ever. My living room right now is more of a mess.
I agree.
It's a fucking disaster. And it's way worse than that room. Until he pisses in a vase, which even still, he's pissing directly in a vase. It's totally cleanable.
Wash it out.
Like he's not pissing
all shit in the vase, then it's different. But
And then he kills her.
Off screen, though.
Bashing her with a salt.
A pepper shaker or pepper grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's salt.
Oh, is it?
It's salt in a pepper grinder, because then he puts salt in his hand and throws it over his shoulder as a little joke. It's so fucking stupid, dude. But it is a pepper grinder. You're 100% correct. It's a big wooden pepper grinder. I guess if it's rock salt, whatever, but we're not... I don't know what I'm saying. But next morning, Jackie wakes up and he does not remember murdering his wife at all. He's like, where's my lunch? Wanders around the kitchen for a minute and then finally opens the microwave. And he's like, maybe there's something in them. This is when he's narrating so hard that it's insane. He's like, I'm going to look in my lunchbox. Well, there's no lunch in there. Maybe it's in the microwave. And he opens the microwave and he goes, oh, May's in the microwave. And we're seeing all this. He does not need.
No, he doesn't. It's so annoying.
And then he turns around and does the worst Abbott and Costello impression I've ever seen. I know it's the worst because my son does a better impression. And that should be the worst. A 5-year-old doing Abbott and Costello should be bad. And he's like, even this is better because Jackie Vernon is so fucking slow and depressed that he's just like, and May's dead in there. But then Jackie Vernon is like, I'm going to turn it on. And that's when he looks into the camera and just starts talking to us for 5 minutes and making jokes, but looking dead onto the camera, being like, boy, I can't believe I killed May. And then I turned on the microwave. He's literally telling us
what we were watching. Yeah. Trust me.
And then he goes to work and proceeds to drop hints that he's murdering his wife.
Tells everyone. Did her head already fall off the ledge?
The ledge?
Like he had like propped up.
No, not yet.
Because that one liner pissed me off more than any of the ones he did.
It was so fucking bad. So Jackie Vernon, he goes to the job site and he's literally telling everyone he murdered her in so many words. I mean, he's not, but he's like, well, she's not in my life anymore.
Couldn't be farther apart in different worlds.
She's definitely not making me eat anything anymore. But now is the scene that you're talking about. He goes back to his house and he's cutting up her body and he's got her head on a table, on the table next to her.
Then it falls and he catches it. And he's like, doesn't he look at us again? He's like, talk about a heads up play.
Also, that head is the worst.
Okay, can I jump forward for a second?
Yeah.
This head is like a shriveled up pile of shit.
It's literally Play-Doh.
Yeah, and then later on, her sister comes and he puts that head in the bed and she's talking to it like it might still be living. If you saw that, there's no way you might think that thing is alive.
This scene is also notable for being one of the most agonizing scenes I've ever seen, because he's filling it real time, filling up a fridge with her body parts and also daintily wrapping her body parts in tin foil. And this scene has no soundtrack whatsoever. So
does this movie have a soundtrack?
Not really. It'll play a couple songs here and there, but only in really intense scenes and just for a minute. The rest of it is dead silence. Like Jackie Vernon is sitting there wrapping a hand in tinfoil for what seems like forever. All you hear is tinfoil crinkling and Jackie Vernon fucking breathing. And just like...
This is more boring than Killdozer somehow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's incredible.
I had 30 minutes left in this movie and I couldn't fucking believe it because it was only an hour and 10 minutes long. And in the last 10 minutes, I was like, when is this ending? Like, it was agonizing, Joe. Oh my God. Fuck, man. What a heads up play. fuck. And then he's like filling up the fridge and
I might have skipped some notes because I stopped caring. So just tell me if there's more. But then he's listening to the radio or the news.
He's watching the TV.
Okay. But it's
another scene that makes no sense.
Well, it sets up the rest of the movie because for some reason it's like, yeah, this guy got away with his crime because the only way to do it is to eat the evidence.
Oh, honestly, dude, I didn't even pick up on that's what they were trying to say. Like, I mean, because it was so obnoxious, that bit.
Well, it wasn't fluid. It was choppy. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, it was censoring it out.
But it was keeping the swear.
And I think that was a joke.
I thought I was like losing my mind.
It honestly was. It's like the uncanny valley when you see like something that's supposed to look human and it does, but not enough. So it like there's this thing called the uncanny valley for you guys that don't know, where you're trying to make something look human and it does, but it also has this like really weird look to it. It makes your brain be like, that's disgusting. Like the Polar Express had that effect on people. People really didn't like it because it was almost photorealistic, but not enough to enjoy it. So people were just like, oh, fuck. And that's kind of what that censoring was in a weird way, because it was censoring not swears and the swears were in it.
Yeah.
And I think it was a joke, but it was the most poorly done thing. And it honestly hurt my brain at the end. Like I was all fucked up. Like I was like, what is happening?
That's what was wrong.
I was like, what the fuck is happening? I genuinely think it was just like this very I don't know. It fucked my head up though. It was so bad. So Jackie, wait, where the fuck are we? So, excuse me. So yeah, so this guy, but see, so he watches the TV.
Yeah.
And that gives him the idea, right? Mm-hmm. But there's an element to this movie that's not where he gets the idea from. I think they're trying to, this movie sucks so fucking bad. So he had to empty his fridge.
Yep.
To put May in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had all these leftovers also in tinfoil.
Yeah.
Then he accidentally dropped May's hand into that bin.
Right.
So in the middle of the night, he's like, I got to go eat something. And he accidentally grabs May's hand and starts eating uncooked human meat. And is like, then realizes it's May. And it's like, oh my God. But then it's like, oh, this is really good.
You're right. So this means part was pointless, but that is what they said.
You're right. And I feel like, again, I feel like they shot a lot of stuff. Maybe with the intention of...
No, you're giving them too much credit. It's just very poor writing.
Okay. And then, so then he brings a piece of May to work. The longest piece of May ever.
The femur.
But, like, it's only, like, a slight... It's, like, the thinnest slice, but just really long. It's so insane. Nothing in your body is that long. And he's eating it. And, like, for some reason, the other guys who hate every... In this movie have been like, everything you eat is disgusting. Are like, hey, man, that looks really good. You better give us a taste of that. And then he does. And they're like, that's delicious. That's the best thing ever. And they're like, oh, but it tastes kind of...
They could have salvaged this at this point. Like,
I thought we were going to get something.
Like, that's a fine enough plot point where you can work with it. you can do so much.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't happen. Because, like... Well, first of all, we get a couple more jokes. And this is when the jokes of eating people is just, it starts here and it just is unbearable from moment one. When he's like, oh, this meat is a little tough and old. Jackie Brennan's like, oh, it's all right. I'm going to make it taste better. And then it's just a scene of him making a kebab with a hand on it, which does not come into play at all.
No, he eats that kebab.
No, what?
Does anybody eat
the kebab?
Okay,
no.
I didn't think so.
This is the start of weird scenes that are just shot on black. Like, it's just a black background, and you just see something happening. And we'll see that, like, three more times with a woman laying there getting mayonnaise rubbed on her with a giant knife.
Yeah.
Like, not a big knife.
No.
Like, a giant butter knife.
Yeah, that nobody would own.
So anyway, Jackie's at the bar talking like a crazy person. And we see this girl sitting next to him seductively sucking on a cherry. But clearly didn't know how to like tie a stem. So she's literally like spitting a cherry. It's one of the least attractive things I've ever seen. The cherry's all the way in her mouth. And she's just like, and just like fucking spits it out. It's like, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. But Jackie's going to get laid with this mess, this prostitute, who's kind of a prostitute, but kind of not.
I mean, couldn't that be said for all the girls in the rest of this movie?
I mean, I think that's what it was. I mean, some are definitely
except for the chicken girl. Was the chicken girl a prostitute?
No, she was just like...
That's the shittiest chicken outfit I've ever seen. That was offensive.
Dude.
This big fucking beak.
And he's literally just rattling off bird jokes. Wait, we gotta wait together. Because there's something about that. So he brings this prostitute home. And she basically has to try to trick Jackie into fucking her. Like, she's like, fine, I'm gonna go eat. And then all of a sudden Jackie's like, whoa. And then he fucks her in the most disgusting sex scene ever.
That is my exact note. That scene was so gross.
Watching Jackie Vernon thrust. It was way too realistic.
Yeah.
Like, it was just... It was way too realistic. And then Jackie picks up the world's smallest, thinnest pillow and suffocates her with...
Also, Jackie has a dog.
Jackie does have a dog.
His name is Napoleon. And he keeps saying things like, hey, I'm going to kick you in your bone apart.
There's so many Napoleon jokes. And There's no reason.
Napoleon does nothing in the movie.
You literally see him at the beginning when the woman's like, hey, Napoleon, cuts to Napoleon. And then when she's dying, it cuts to Napoleon, who's freaking out. And that's it. That's the extent of Napoleon's existence. Napoleon was probably upset that Jackie wasn't killing him. Wait, dude, you know what? This movie is so funny in the worst way possible. Wait, so somebody in our Instagram thing made a good point of like, he was like, you and Joe should watch some of the movies together because sometimes you have to watch them with somebody to understand. And I was like, that's funny because maybe some of the movies that when we talk about them and we start laughing, maybe those would be better if we were next to each other. Like maybe we'd give them credit. Like there was, what was the ones we did last week? Oh, because one of them we both were like, that's bad.
Oh, The Stuff.
The Stuff. So maybe The Stuff together, we would have been like, oh, this is good. I get it. But this is not the case. Oh, shit. But this is funny, man. This gets funny in like a really whacked out way. Because Jackie. Well, first of all, Jackie says the joke, I'm so hungry, I could eat a whore. Classic. So he cuts up the whore and that's it. Then it randomly cuts to Jackie in the drive-thru with his construction. I'm saying randomly because you're going to just hear me say that the rest of the fucking episode. Because the rest of the movie is just strings of scenes shot and put together.
Yeah.
And most of them are just repeating themselves.
Yes.
Jackie kills like four whores in this movie and it's the same scene every time.
Yeah. And then like maybe he'll be cutting up a different body part.
So Jackie goes through the drive-thru and is just sitting there and then goes, hello, anybody home? And then laughs like he just told the funniest fucking joke. Like, is dying laughing.
Honestly, that might be his best joke of the movie.
And then she goes, what can I get for you? And he's like, it's not even funny. Like, it could have been like a breast and a thigh. Okay, right? Like,
sure, yeah.
Like ordering chicken. That's a joke. Body, yeah. That's a fucking joke. Instead, he's like, hike up your skirt. Hike up your skirt. Pull out your boobs. Let your hair down. And stick your tongue out. And a Coke. And then he dies. He dies laughing. And then they drive away. Like, that's the fucking prank. And she's doing it all in the window. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was such a waste of my fucking time. It was such a waste of my fucking time. Holy shit. Oh my god. Back at home, he's talking to May's fucking head in the fridge. Also, a drug addict walks by his house and finds a hand in the trash. Like, every scene in this, there's like a bunch of scenes where I was like, oh, maybe they could salvage it. Maybe a story's coming.
You think that up until almost the end, yeah. To be honest, because they're about to introduce an integral character, which actually makes sense to introduce, and it's still pointless.
Dude.
Also, this movie's called Microwave Massacre. How often have we talked about this microwave? Because it doesn't play any part.
It plays no part. And even when he cooks stuff in the microwave, nothing. We don't see it.
No. It's useless.
We see a homeless guy digging through his trash, mm-hmm. and he finds a fucking sawed-off hand. So immediately, you're like, oh, here's the story.
Cops are going
to come. Well, the homeless guy uses it to scratch his nuts, and that's the end of that storyline. Literally nothing about that ever again. That's the end.
Yeah, this movie rules.
Jackie then goes to a hardware store and tries to order a 6-foot cookie sheet. The guy's like, get out of here. And then calls the Coast Guard. And then he's like, Coast Guard? And then sees himself in a mirror and is like, oh, get out of here.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
This is like, it's only funny to relay how stupid something is to another human.
To say that out loud is fucking absurd, even if you didn't think it.
Like, to relay this to another human and be like, they made a movie. Like, me and Joe did not say anything about this movie to each other.
No.
And that was on purpose. I wanted to talk about this movie with Joe so fucking bad. Fuck. So it's like to tell somebody that this was made into a movie is the funniest shit on earth. Legitimately. Now Joe's favorite scene. The fucking therapist office. They talk about nothing, just a lot of eating jokes. Just like boy, May sure could fill my belly. And ultimately, I think the therapist...
He falls asleep.
Wakes up.
He wakes up and he's just the biggest fan of going down on women ever.
But Jackie thinks...
But you look at this guy and you're like, there's no way this guy's gone down on a girl.
Yeah. That guy died after this movie, too.
Both of them?
Yeah.
This movie's a piece of work.
Yeah. Well, Jackie goes home and starts grabbing his chest. Another plot point that you think something interesting might come up.
No, this movie's almost over right now.
But there's still so much. Because it's just cut after cut. He still kills like four women.
Yeah,
there's like 20 minutes.
But none of them matter, Sean.
Remember in the last 10 minutes when he picks up another whore and you're like, come on, man, there's 4 minutes left. What are we doing? I was so upset.
But this is my point. Because it's almost over because all this is happening. But there's... Whatever. Somebody comes right now.
Who comes? Oh.
Sister.
Okay. So Jackie grabs his chest. He's in pain. And that's all. That'll come into play later.
I didn't pick up on that happened.
Yeah. Okay. In the most absurd... It's almost more infuriating that they
gave a little... They gave us a foreshadow in this fucking movie?
Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't notice.
And it doesn't matter because it sucks. And it actually pisses me off more than
it... Well, the abrupt end of him is so useless. It's so unsatisfying.
This is one of the least satisfying films of all time.
Ever.
Maybe that adds to how bad it is. Is because it truly is completely unsatisfying. Yeah. Nothing is done. Nothing happens. Oh, fuck. We should remake this. Anyway, May's sister comes. Mm-hmm. She demands to know where her sister is because she's been calling and she ain't picking up.
And he has her head behind in his hands behind
for
his
no
back.
Reason.
And he's like, she's right here. As soon as she turns around and is just holding the head and then puts it back behind his back when she turns back around, which... Why? What are you doing? And then he runs to go put the head in the bed so it looks like she's sleeping, which is what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking nutsack. And like no human being would go into that room and see that face and be like, oh, are you okay? No, that thing is dead.
But she does.
She does.
But then the head rolls over and then she's like, what?
And you think he's going to kill her, but instead he just... Hold on. He ties her up and he sticks a loaf of bread in her mouth.
A hot dog roll.
Is that what it is? A hot dog roll?
I think so.
Whatever. So she's in this closet. Did you notice as the time goes on, it just gets moldier and moldier?
Yeah.
Why? Well, out of all the things to have continuity on in this movie, that's what you choose to fucking think about? Holy shit. To make the bread get moldy because she's been in there?
It's one of the most insane
Holy
things.
Shit.
First of all, he knocks her out by sticking a loaf of bread in her mouth. Like, he does nothing else to her.
Why can't she just chew it?
Or spit it out. It's fucking bread.
It's not talking. You can eat it. It's just going to... It's gonna get mushy in your mouth. Oh my god.
You're right. It would literally dissolve.
You can literally bite through it.
But she sits in the fucking closet tied up. And for some reason, Jackie doesn't. Oh, Jackie.
He doesn't want to fuck her.
Oh,
he can only kill people that he wants to have sex with.
Oh, I thought it was because he didn't want to eat her.
Well, they're two in the same. If he was gonna eat her, he's gonna fuck her.
So many rules for this fucking guy. Oh, man. That fucking scene is unbelievable. Well, then Jackie goes to his doctor, who reveals to him he's got a pacemaker. More fucking eating jokes. You are what you eat. Jackie's like, oh, I hope not. Then... a fucking racist scene that literally means it blew my fucking mind because of all the scenes that made no sense, this one makes the least sense. A truck pulls up. I think it's to Jackie's house. I don't even fucking know. and it says Buona Meats. Okay.
Yep.
A person from a, it looks like a tribe, like a tribal person, walks out, but then the door says, let us cater your next pagan ritual. And that's it. That's it. It's the end of the fucking scene, man.
Yeah. Stupid.
And it's just in there.
Much like most of this movie.
It's such a waste of fucking time. So we have 10 minutes left. The construction workers are talking about how there's a string of disappearances. And they're like, hey, Jackie, isn't that by your house? He's like, yeah, there's no crime by my house. Jackie picks up another streetwalker. They go home. Jackie cuts her up.
We see the first blood in the entire movie. Squirting. For some reason, he's squirting all on his face now.
He is dissecting body parts, and there's no blood whatsoever.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's not like the first time we saw him cutting up.
No.
This is just the first time there's blood.
And for some reason, he's going, too many bones, too many bones. Is that I don't even know if that's a joke. I don't understand it.
Yeah. What part?
Like, it might be racist. I don't know. Judging by the rest of the movie, I don't know. Like, I felt like I wrote it down and I was like, is that like, I tried to figure it out in so many ways.
No, you're thinking way too hard about what these guys mean. They just don't know what they're doing.
Like, somebody typed that and was like, oh my God, this is the funniest shit. The neighbor next door is trying to plant seeds. Have you ever seen somebody not be able to plant seeds before?
No, you literally just throw them in dirt.
She's got the thing that you poke a hole into the ground. Nice, big, wide hole. And she's pouring seeds. She's trying to pour seeds into the hole and literally missing. There's four holes. She's literally pouring seeds all around it except into the hole. And it's not intentional, I don't think. Oh, fuck. And then, fuck, you know what we missed? Wait. We missed the bird scene.
The what scene?
The bird lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the only reason I wanted to talk about that is, fuck. Oh, so he kills this woman who's dressed up as a bird, who for some reason agrees to fuck him also. Mm-hmm. That she's makes no fucking sense. She's not a prostitute. She's just dressed up as a bird on the street. And he woos her with bird jokes. He's like, you're dressed pretty foul. But in this scene, they're like in the middle of the city and a police car goes by with its sirens on and it is not intentional. And you have to listen. They did not clearly did not do a second take because you cannot hear them talking because there's a police siren wailing in the background. And you see Jackie's lips moving and you can hear him behind the police car. It's one of the most obnoxious things. Besides later on in the movie, they clearly had an audio issue and you hear this really loud hum for like 30 seconds. And you're like, what the fuck? And we just watched Killdozer. So I was like, oh, maybe it's a blue light. But it wasn't. It was just faulty audio.
God, I can't believe Killdozer is so much better.
I can't believe. And I watched Killdozer first. You did too.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, that's a fucking turd. But like not really excited about it or anything, and like I'm like it looks so much better after watching Microwave Massacre.
So I didn't like despise Killdozer.
No,
but I was like Microwave Massacre is gonna be so much more fun.
Yeah,
look at the cover, look at the title. Oh man,
it wasn't. Like Killdozer might even, I don't know, this has been pretty fun to talk about anyway. Jackie kills another woman. This time from Chinatown. He makes sure to say that. And makes sure to say Peking chick. Because they're like, what are we going to eat tonight?
He's
like, Peking chick?
Yeah.
Okay. Way to go, Jackie. So she's dead. Jackie's friends show up. Dressed like straight up pimps. This is 83. No one dressed like this. It looked like AJ Stumpy Johnson from Two Skinny Jays.
Oh, wow.
That's a poll. If any of our fans get that, I would be so fucking impressed. If any of them get that. Honestly, email me, Sean@IHateHorror.com. I won't believe you, but it's fine. Just tell me if you understand that reference.
That's a great reference.
Jackie is dead on the floor. We didn't see him die.
No, it's off screen. He's laying there and the friends come in. And he's like,
is he sleeping? Like, I think he's dead. But they take the time to look in the microwave and see body parts. One guy splits. I guess the other guy, I don't even know what the other guy does.
It doesn't matter.
We cut to the house. It's up for sale. People are clearing it out. But they make sure to tell us, two guys. Well, first of all, one guy finds the woman in the closet and is like, hey, guys, check this out.
Like, it's not like the police wouldn't investigate crimes.
Honestly, like, it sucks that, like, I hate that I can write funnier jokes in a movie. And I don't really consider myself to be that funny. I know we do, like, a funny show. And I'm sure people that hate us are like, yeah, you're not. But I don't really consider myself that funny. But the easiest joke there is the cleaning crew walks by her also. That's the funniest joke that you do in that situation, right? Like, they're clearing out the closet and they look at her and just continue because she's just an asshole. And they just leave her there. But instead, it's just like this weird joke. Like, hey, come check this out.
I still can't get over that they have mold on the fucking bread.
The bread. And then it cuts downstairs and there's two people looking at the microwave. And they make sure to tell us this. Someone screwed up these wires. Death trap for people with a pacemaker.
That's why he died.
That is our ending. That's our conclusion.
Yeah. Except for the spooky face.
Oh, right. Cut to May's head, whose eyes are glowing.
like it's still alive. Like, there's a supernatural theme in this piece of shit.
Like, the microwave did anything. There's a million ways you could have made this movie good. You just take the name.
This honestly just pissed me off even more, thinking about this ending.
This is the worst movie I think we've ever done. I am hands down going with that. I don't think there's a worse movie. I mean, I think even Peter Rottentail.
No, dude.
Dude, Peter Rottentail is bad, but at least there was a fucking story. Jill, there's no story to this. Nothing happens. He just keeps killing people in the same fucking way.
You're right. Honestly, you're right.
And then he just dies at the end.
You're right. I concede.
There's not even cops at the house. They're just selling the house.
Yeah.
Like, the cops had to have come and be like,
oh. And that lady's still in the closet.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And did you see the VHS box art that said the worst horror movie ever made?
No, I didn't. Well, okay. At least say no.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. That's funny as fuck. Anyway, that's the end. So, next week, Killdozer. It's on YouTube. Check it out. And that's it for this, man. That's all I got. So... I don't know. Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. You can find us on social media. I'm at I Hate Horror on Snapchat and Instagram. And I guess I Hate Horror Show on Twitter.
Are you back?
No, but I still plug it just in case you want to fucking whatever. Should we just stop saying it?
I
don't give a shit.
I wasn't going to stop using it when you said it. I was like, I'll still use it. But then I just did and everything's better.
Well, like, yeah. And I didn't want to make it like a thing like, oh, I hate fucking Twitter. I do hate Twitter. But I didn't want to make it like, it's not me making a stand against anything. It was just, I've made me so fucking miserable that I just wanted to address it in the sense that please don't tweet me don't be offended if I'm not going to get back to your tweets or messages on there because I'm not checking it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm barely checking it. It's a fucking nightmare. I spent like one time I went and looked at my timeline and I got so fucking aggravated in 5 minutes on my timeline.
I hear you, man.
And I was just like, fuck it. All right. So did you shout out your names?
Nope. Boognish 1985, Horror Show Joe. What did you plug? Just those two?
Yeah. And Vero, we're on Vero, but I don't know how to plug it.
Just find us.
Find us, Sean Miller.
Other people have done it.
You look up Sean Miller, you'll find us. That's the only thing they need to fucking fix.
This is so hard to find people. Anyway. I would do classic material. It messaged me. He's like, hey, man, I'm trying so hard to find you on Vero.
And what sucks is there's a guy named Horror Show Joe.
Oh, is it?
Vero. Yeah, and it's not you.
What a fucking asshole.
I know. And I know because I saw somebody, one of our fans, following him.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. But they're also following you, so.
Well.
Anyway.
Wait, are we off the air? which fan is this?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anymore. Fucking idiots.
Anyway, that's it. Killdozer next week. For Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
That's it, guys.